Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
The number out in the next segment. We'll start going to your calls. I mentioned this earlier as it ties into TSA hired reported serial sex abuse priest, pedophile as screener. CBS News and others are reporting that. It's at Infowars.com. But earlier I was going over the areas of Genesis 19. Sodom and Gomorrah destroyed. And in verse 3, but he insisted so strongly that they did go with him and entered the house. He prepared a meal for them, baking bread without yeast, and they ate. Before they had gone to bed, all the men from every part of the city of Sodom, both young and old, surrounded the house. They called out to Lot, "Where are the men who came with you tonight?" And they were younger, I remember the rest of it. "Bring them out so we can have sex with them." Lot went outside to meet them and shut the door behind him and said, "No, my friends, don't do this wicked thing. Look, I have two daughters." That's right. They offered him somebody who have never slept with a man. "Let me bring them out to you and you can do what you like with them." I can't. Bible's wild, folks. "But don't do anything to these men, for they have come under the protection of my roof." That's what they were, angels. That's what it was. It was another case in there where they wanted people's kids. It all runs together. It's been a while since I was in Sunday school. "Get out of our way," this is verse 9, they replied. "This fellow came here as a foreigner, and now he wants to pay and play the judge. We'll treat you worse than them." They kept bringing pressure on Lot and moved forward to break down the door. But the men inside reached out and pulled Lot back into the house and shut the door. Then they struck the men who were at the door of the house, young and old, with blindness so they could not find the door. And it goes on from there. "So Lot went and spoke with the sons-in-law, and they were pledged to marry his daughters. He said, 'Hurry and get out of this place, because the Lord is about to destroy the city.' But his sons-in-laws thought he was joking." And it just goes on. But you know, you read that in the Bible, like, oh, really, they're coming to the door demanding, you know, hand them over to us. But you go and hand your kids over to the TSA, and every 2 days now, I see an article where they catch them with child porn or grabbing little kids or raping the next-door neighbor or raping women in parking lots or dealing drugs or stealing or making fun of each other or raping each other. And I couldn't believe it last time I flew out of Austin. The adventure just got more and more horrible because I guess they've gotten rid of most of the good TSA people. Before, they weren't that bad. They would ask for autographs and stuff. "You're a troublemaker, aren't you? Where are you going?" I thought the guy was joking, so I wasn't even talking yet. He goes, "Yeah, I know you are, Alex Jones." And I was just looking at the guy. I was like, this is supposed to... I said, "Yeah, I'm going to meet Jesse Ventura, who's suing you guys." And he really enjoyed, like, he was the big man. He was going to tell the radio host, "Hey, you're a troublemaker." Came over with his chest sticking out. "This is his country now. I do whatever he wants." By the way, in Steve Watson's article, TSA hired accused sex abuser priest, pedophile, and screener, we have links to the mainstream newscast, both video and text, admitting they no longer do the background checks. Of course not. They want the abusers. They want the criminals. They want them, and they're hiring them. And they're hiring illegal aliens, and they're hiring foreigners, and they're hiring criminals, and they're hiring them all. If you get down to the bottom of the article, and then you can see the different newscasts and links where they are not even doing the background checks. But that's okay, because, you know, this is the front line of defense. They're running your ticket. They're putting you on no-fly list, no judge or jury. But the actual criminals, they're going to commit more crimes groping your family. See, it's a total criminal design. Can you be a police officer with a criminal record? No. Can you be a TSA minion and break the law as a criminal? Yes, because only criminals will do the job. Hitler, Stalin, Pol Pot, all of them hire criminals. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient-dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best-tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home-cooked meals, you can cut your food costs in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
All right, we're into our dose, broadcasting worldwide. I'm Alex Jones, your host. The website's ourprisonplanet.tv. We're streaming live video of the radio/TV show that you're listening to right now on XM 166, on Global Shortwave WWCR, on over 100 AM and FM affiliates across the United States, and number one when it comes to talk radio podcast and audio streams at the Listen button section of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. All right, we'll take a lot of calls this hour into the next. But right now, let me give you a smattering of some of the news coming up. CBS News is reporting TSA hired accused sex abuser, priest, pedophile, and screener. He stepped down after three girls said he did you know what to him. Oh, boy. And, I mean, it's every couple days they catch him doing stuff with kids or kidnapping kids or whatever. I mean, this is insane. Also, we're going to be playing the clip where they go confront. He's the head guy over the main gate area. Oh, he's the commander, of course. And we also have links to mainstream news admitting what we reported on years ago. They just ignore the background checks now. Again, because there's terrorists everywhere, but let's just ignore background checks and let's hire illegal aliens and all the rest of it. It's total theater, but not theater to make you feel safe, theater to train you that you're a slave and have no Fourth Amendment and there's no jurisdiction the feds can't be in. Then also, Canada's Maple Spring hits fever pitch, but risk becoming neutralized by the globalist. Patrick Hennington has a report on that. Syria, Yemen, and America's quest for imperial dominance. Yeah, you mean the bankers that run America setting up imperial dominance using Al-Qaeda. Australians face huge fines for speaking ill of new carbon tax, 1.1 million Australian. I'm not kidding. There's links to Australian newspapers. If you say it's bad, you're arrested, and you get $1 million fine. Oh, I thought that was free speech. I mean, that's like communist China or worse. Warren Buffett's buying up newspapers, eyeing internet paywalls for content. And they already had companies try this and get countersued into oblivion. But they go out and they even try to say a paragraph of an article that you post and link to so you can say, hey, here's the article. That's how it started with talk radio hosts 15, 20 years ago, having websites, is you wanted to show people what you were going to talk about that day. Like, go look at this. Tell me what you think. You get traffic, they get traffic. In fact, in the old days, when they knew what they were doing, they would send it out and say, please, please post a couple paragraphs of this and link to us. Not anymore, because no one wants to read their garbage anyway. So what they're saying is Warren Buffett says he's going to sue everybody. So it's just pure harassment. Already hundreds of newspapers, ABC News, you name it, are paid by the Bill and Melinda Gates, that half of it's Warren Buffett's money, are paid to write great articles about how he likes ice cream cones and loves the children. That's literally the PR, what they say. Not joking. And Bill and Melinda Gates are superheroes. That's what they pay for them to say. That's the psyop they came up with. Oh, look, he wants to tax the rich people because he's the biggest recipient of bailout money individually, your tax money. And he wants more of it. He says, get the rich man. He means somebody making $125,000 a year. So we're going to be going over that. You've got Politico, Washington Post, and others basically saying Obama is done for. So I think Dr. Corsi and Dr. Tarpley and so many others are right. The system is getting ready to flush Barack Obama down the toilet. But the issue here is Mitt Romney. Why do they want him? Because he can at least get conservatives to go back to sleep who are waking up. He likes carbon taxes, open borders, all the rest of it. Maybe he helped write Obamacare. Bain Capital, that he's still one of the biggest owners of, is the big funder of Obama. But it's time to put a new front man in. So things are shifting towards Mitt Romney. And suddenly all the conservatives that don't like anti-gun stuff and all this, they're going to suddenly love it. Because, hey, Mitt Romney's white. That's a big part of it. You know, people learn to hate folks. Everybody learned to hate Bush, and then they gave you Obama. He was the savior. He was the Christ. He actually said that in the news. So that's coming up. By the way, the toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. I have a question for you. Is there anything the American people won't put up with? Is there anything? Because a lot of people are getting mad about TSA and just not flying, so their answer is, we'll just be on the street corners. We're coming after you. We're coming after your children, like Sodom and Gomorrah. They're coming to the door, banging. Bring them out. Bring them before us. Federal grants for checkpoints, taking blood. Always excuses for the tyranny. 30,000 drones, all of it. Now that every few days, because I check it every few days, and there's always a new article about another TSA agent arrested, raping a woman, raping a child, statutory rape with a 13-year-old, selling drugs, robbing people's bags, stripping their clothes down naked, running through the airport, screaming, I'm God. By the way, I'm not joking. Type in TSA agent, goes insane, says he's God, arrested. Why has it happened multiple times? It's a certain type. A lot of them aren't pedophiles. They just like bossing people around all day. I mean, if I got somebody, out at my house to do yard work, I remember growing up working for a couple different golf courses, and I would watch these golfers boss the greenskeepers around and get off on it. And I was always embarrassed for them. And I've seen that. You know, people love to boss the handyman around. People love to chew out the person for. But then those of us that are nice, because all these clerks and people are getting treated so bad, they turn into monsters, and then they're rude to us, and then we put up with it. I mean, thank you. You get like double a tip from me now. And by the way, I used to be a big tipper. If you don't, I say thank you. If you don't say you're welcome, you don't get a tip. And everybody says no problem. Really, it's I say thank you, and it's no problem. If you don't want this service job, don't take it. Now, you go to a nice restaurant, it's thank you. Because they're successful people. Some of those waiters are making more than doctors at, you know, steakhouses and places. You have a problem. But I couldn't imagine having somebody at my house doing yard work and talking down to them and chewing them out and bossing them around. That is so embarrassing. But losers, I've always noticed, losers enjoy it. It's one thing if you got to get in somebody's face because they keep screwing up or there's problems, there's frustration. But I'm talking about people that jump on people and mess with them and play games for their power trip. That's what tyrannies are. This is key, what I'm about to say, so listen to me, please. The essence of tyranny and all its flavors is that it's people who are corrupt combining forces together to control and dominate those that are producing. And that means producing beauty, producing literature, producing science, art, success. They're parasites. And they have a million excuses for what they do. They have a system they always push of how it's for your own good. It's the same throughout history. We only live 75 years on average, folks. We repeat the same stuff. We store up knowledge, and then we die, and the next generation has to experience it again instead of learning from past generations. But here's the essence of what I'm trying to say. Tyranny is a system of losers who get together as a gang to take over so they can have status and power, not because they earned it, but because they stole it. And I've always noticed the difference between a winner and a loser. Winners admire honorable success, admire beauty, admire strength, admire. I mean, I remember my dad bought me a dirt bike when I was a little kid. So I'd already had a moped. And the neighbor kids had always had four-wheelers and all these great dirt bikes. And I was always thinking it was cool. They never let me ride on them. And they came over and were so jealous, and then later I left it out and they knocked it over and stuff, that I had a, I mean, who cares? But then I realized about half the population is like that to degrees. They hate somebody who's worked and has a new car. They hate somebody who owns land. They hate beautiful people. I've always noticed, you know, the easiest women to get a date with are the most gorgeous. If you just go over and are charming and talk to them nicely. Because everyone's either intimidated by them or they hate them. Women especially. A gorgeous woman walks in and women start talking trash about them. Many women. And that's the spirit of the age. I mean, I see a guy with an absolutely knockout gorgeous woman whose eyes have got electric fire in them. I just admire the human body and God's creation. And I start thinking about, boy, I bet they'll have some great kids and have a good family. I hope they have a good life. You know, that's the difference between Alex Jones and people that love liberty and people that the globalists, when they talk about this at Bilderberg from our sources, and Tucker's confirmed this. The big point is, I can't believe there's enough money for there to be a bunch of protesters, even in the mountains of Switzerland. We've got to shut their economy off. But if we do it too fast, they'll revolt and overthrow us. We've got to do it incrementally. So they're so poor, they can't be here. Poverty has always been a tool of the ultra rich. They always are monopoly men. Competition is a sin to them. And they team up with the low-level rabble scum, put them in bureaucratic uniforms, police uniforms, all of this, and build them as their army over everyone. And so we know this design. We know this signature. We know this wavelength. We know what's growing and now coming to completion. And they've studied tyranny, and they know it always falls, so they've given it a skeletal exoskeleton of technology, but it's still got the same spineless chicken neck spirit at its core. It will fall. It will rot. It will implode. It will backstab itself into oblivion. From the foundations of the earth, it was doomed to fall upon completion. And it's already begun to collapse as they try to, at light speed, build on top of the new castle in the sand as it implodes. We've got to create a graphic of a sandcastle collapsing, a globalist sandcastle that the little goblin's building by the seashore. And as it's falling, they're at light speed, like the Flash, going trying to build it. That's what they're doing. It's collapsing, and they're just trying to keep, instead of building it on the rock of liberty and freedom and goodness. Your calls are coming up. Banning free speech in Australia. More attack drone news. Bin Laden being exposed as the whole killing being fake. Huge amounts of key data on the economy. It's all coming up after your phone calls.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control. Your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633. Or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More of the best or less guaranteed.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from Carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
We take a lot for granted. Lights, water, even food we eat. But what if these things went away? Would you know how to protect your family in a natural or man-made disaster? Would you know how to survive? When disaster hits, power and water are gone and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be waiting in long lines for help. Don't be helpless. Learn the secrets to survival at 123survivalplan.com. Do you know the 37 crucial food items you can't live without? Many people don't have these food items. Learn what you need to hoard at 123survivalplan.com. Recently, over 1 million people have viewed the video at 123survivalplan.com. These survival secrets are vital. The government suggests we maintain an emergency supply of food and water. But do you know the 37 food items that will fly off grocery shelves or a simple way to treat unsafe drinking water? This information is critical. Find it now on 123survivalplan.com. Don't take your family's safety for granted. Visit 123survivalplan.com. That's 123survivalplan.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In 1814, we took a little trip along with Colonel Jackson down the mighty Mississippi. We took a little bacon and we took a little beans and we caught the bloody British. And
hey, you know, we have a lot of listeners in the United Kingdom, Scotland, England, Wales, Ireland. John Bowne earlier this week did the InfoWars Nightly News, did a great job. And I saw part of the newscast he saw where they half the people on CNN have a British accent and was bad-mouthing, you know, the Bill of Rights and Constitution. And I was saying, you know, why do we have all these globalist Brits on TV here? Imagine if there were all these Americans on TV over in England, bossing them around and saying, turn your guns in. So John covered that on the Nightly News, and people took it as if he was bashing people in England. You know, Lord Monckton likes the Founding Fathers. The Parliament, over half, voted for the colonies in 1775 and 1776 till the king went and gave a speech. Then they got behind the war. But our biggest supporters were in England. The Magna Carta came out of England. It's not America versus England. It's the globalists that have taken us all over. But condescending people with British accents all over our TV telling us what to do, I mean, it's terrible. And no one would like that over in England. You know, I have the Watson brothers because they're smart guys and love liberty. They work for InfoWars and Prison Planet. But they absolutely hate the monarchy and the whole New World Order system. And, you know, I mean, I don't care what your accent is if you love liberty. It's just these are globalists. But I just thought that was an interesting issue to raise that. Okay, let's go to your phone calls. Julio, Mark, Shane, Blue, Don, and others. So take calls the rest of the hour. Then coming up, the system starting to go sideways on Obama, Australia banning free speech, and a lot more. That is all coming up today. Julio in Illinois. Julio, welcome.
Aloha, Alex. Aloha, everyone out there. I was at the NATO summit. I was inside McCormick Place, and I have to admit, that was the biggest controlled media operation I have ever seen in my entire life, and it goes to show you that corporate media, not just here in the States, but throughout Europe, really depend on government talking points to even...
No, you don't get into any of these things more than once if you don't regurgitate every word you're told.
Exactly. It was all press releases. I was inside Obama's press conference, and he already selected who he was going to pick for his press conference. I even took a nap, Alex. No joke. I took like a 5-minute nap because he was the biggest puppet in the world. And, you know, it just being in his presence was just terrible. I was at the Secretary General's press conference. I asked him about domestic extremists. He said NATO wasn't necessarily worried about it, but they are aware. And I find it interesting since here in the States,
NATO is aware of evil Americans?
Yes, NATO's aware of it. They're not that concerned, but obviously here in the States, Homeland Security is terrified of us. But what was the most powerful thing, Alex, was actually outside McCormick Place when the Iraq Veterans Against the War threw their NATO medals. I was crying, Alex. It was so beautiful to see our veterans against the war, and hopefully it regenerates this anti-war.
Well, you know, Napoleon, you can pull up the quote. He said, you know, isn't it a ridiculous joke that men will throw themselves on the bayonets for little pieces of metal and ribbon? Guys, pull up the exact quote of Napoleon about how medals are a joke. But it's very similar to what I just said. I just paraphrased it. It's all a joke. They take the troops' death benefits now when they get killed. They steal them. I mean, you are seen as a joke. They let you use DU because it soft kills you. America's gone. We only get it back by admitting what's happened.
Exactly. I interviewed a veteran about depleted uranium and about Homeland Security calling him a domestic terrorist, and he was furious. He was outraged at our government for calling him that.
Well, Julio, I'm aware of your work over the years. You do a great job as a journalist. What's your take on the people saying they were set up with the Molotov cocktails, saying it was beer-making equipment, and that the people that basically gave them the apartment were informants and set them up? I mean, the government does that every case. Is this case different?
Yeah, no, it's no surprise at all. It's funny because there are stores in Chicago, Alex, that sell home brew equipment. So it's just hilarious that, you know, the Cook County and CPD would be charging them with terrorists.
Our salesmen brought me some home brew he made once. It was pretty good, actually. Well, how evil that someone would make their own beer. I say put them in a FEMA camp immediately.
You know, Alex, you know what's crazy is all the media had to take a special shuttle to McCormick Place from the Hyatt Regency, East Wacker, Chicago.
They were special, though.
It was outrageous, though. You had to go into a special room downstairs, turn in your equipment. There were Secret Service agents with dogs searching all of your equipment. I was able to get a little bit of footage through my spy camera. It was outrageous. And then you had to wait in another room to wait for your stuff to be searched by the special Secret Service agents.
I tell you what, Julio, contact us. I might want to get you on as a guest when you get that video uploaded. We can show some of it on the Nightly News. More calls straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die? Start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
If you are a sales professional and you love to help people and make money, stop everything and listen to me now. InspectorAudit.com is hiring brokers nationwide. InspectorAudit.com is the primary source for exposing all loan-related bank and servicing fraud. If you're passionate, driven to succeed, and you want to earn real money, then we want you. Call InspectorAudit.com right now at 855-552-9932. InspectorAudit.com, 855-552-9932. Commissions paid daily.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
A decision is being made by the President and the Joint Chiefs in the war room at the Pentagon. And when they realize there is no possibility of recalling the wing, there will be only one course of action open. Total commitment. Mandrake, do you recall what Clemenceau once said about war?
No, I didn't think I knew that.
He said war was too important to be left to the generals. When he said that, 50 years ago, he might have been right. But today, war is too important to be left to politicians. They have neither the time, the training, nor the inclination for strategic thought.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to go straight back to your phone calls and then to stacks of vital news and information. Turn out the lights. The largest U.S. cities are becoming cesspools of filth and decay. China gets 2 to 3 new coal power plants a month. We shut down dozens every month. and they paid to move General Motors to China, and China's buying up newspapers, TV stations, the biggest theater chain, and controlling stocks in the big Hollywood production companies. This is the globalism. This is economic bondage. This is how the globalists are taking us over, while the police train for civil war against the people to make sure we put up with the end of America. That is the bottom line, so that's coming up briefly. Most importantly, we sell and promote products that we believe in and that we use. And so that means they're high quality and we've researched them well. But on top of that, your purchase makes this truly independent frontline media operation that is contending with the dinosaur media able to operate, able to get more reporters, able to expand our operations, able to up the quality of our transmissions and our reach. And we are doing that. Better believe we're dedicated and working hard and fighting on every front for liberty and doing the best job we can. We have a spectrum of incredible products and books and videos. Something I haven't plugged, this was going TheraSafe for upwards of $1,000 for 20 tablets during the start of Fukushima. Fukushima is still ongoing. I'm taking Modafinilin, the best brown seaweed out there for optimum health of the thyroid and other issues. But at the same time, in case there is a big reactor meltdown, the number one thing that screws you up is the thyroid taking on the radioactive iodine. TheraSafe, $19.95. Lowest price you're going to find it anywhere. Get a free citizen rule book, bumper stickers with it. Nobody can match that. The tiny profit we make funds our operation. TheraSafe, this is what the Homeland Security uses. This is what the military has been stockpiling. Available at InfoWarsShop.com or just go to InfoWars.com and link over, or 888-253-3139. What's new in the shop is the Toronto hearings on 9/11, the latest info proving 6 hours of footage that it's an inside job. A Noble Lie, Oklahoma City, 95, professional film of the eyewitnesses of the feds blowing it sky high. Tragedy and Hope, back in print, the globalists admitting their entire takeover plan, Carol Quigley, hardcover. A Strategic Relocation, third edition, back in print, now available, was sold out. That's available at InfoWars.com as well. And don't forget InfoWarsTeam.com to get big discounts on Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and all the other amazing products that I use every day, and boy, do I. That's good, Beyond Tangy right there, baby. I'm drinking it at half strength, though, so I can drink four glasses of it instead of two. I just absolutely enjoy it. InfoWarsTeam.com if you want to find that right now and get free shipping that we offer there on the site. Others do not, by the way. Okay, let me now go to your phone calls. Enough of my ranting. Oh, lastly, the best gravity-fed filter out there. I've researched them all. These are absolutely essential. When we go up to Bilderberg in the RV, we're going to have the road unit, the travel ProPure. And we have already the lowest prices at InfoWars.com. Check it out. But we have 10% off with the code WATER. 10% off with the code WATER at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. Or, as I said, just go to InfoWarsShop.com or InfoWarsStore.com. It'll also get you to the same place. 10% off, already the lowest prices anywhere at InfoWarsShop.com on ProPure. We've also got some other filtration systems that we're now offering up on the site as well for out in the field. So you'll definitely want to look into that. We've got replacement filters, everything there is to offer there at InfoWarsShop.com. Funding the rebellion against tyranny, the restoration of the republic with preparation and independence. Win, 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 win. That's my program. Okay, let's now hurry to calls. Shane in California, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, Alex. How are you?
I'm doing good, my friend.
Great. I got a quote for you and a quick question.
Okay.
All right. Well, this is Thomas Paine from Common Sense. The robber and the murderer would often escape unpunished, did not the injuries which our temper sustained provoke us into justice. Now, I know I can hear you. You've been pretty frustrated with all these criminals running around and nothing being done about it. And I'm pretty frustrated about it, too. And a year has gone by now, and I was wondering, are you now ready to talk about arrestwanted.com, where users can post for free suspected felon, offer a reward pledge for the arrest and conviction leading or arrest leading to a successful conviction?
Well, the problem with having a website where you just say this person's a criminal is that somebody might end up being innocent that's on there, and then you're totally open up for defamation if somebody does something to them. I remember looking at your site, and I'm not saying you're a bad person, but I have a pretty good understanding of what's reckless. And so I choose to not be part of that. I appreciate your call. And you just read a quote by Patrick Henry. Or was it Thomas Paine? I don't remember now. The point is, was it Thomas Paine about how the system lets criminals go? It's always done that. For a very short time, in Puritan-controlled areas, they actually went after criminals. This is one of the only countries that's ever actually done it and really thrown the book at them. You can say what you want about some of the Muslim countries. They actually go after criminals. Unless you're the Saudi royal family, they can do whatever you want. But the point is that we've never reached a point where the power structure is more criminal more openly. I mean, it's illegal when the TSA... So it's a misdemeanor when they touch on the outside. It is sexual assault when they go on the inside. It's a felony in every state and federally. They just do it. I've had prosecutors on. The county that San Francisco's in, I forget the name of the county, he said he's going to have deputies in there. And if he sees them touching people's genitals, they're going to go to jail. He's going to arrest them. Well, that never happened. So I don't know. And the last time I heard, it's still going on there. So where are the police? You know what? I would really get behind the police if they started arresting some criminals, some government criminals. But a lot of these prosecutors and a lot of these mayors and police chiefs are crooks. I mean, that goes without saying. And they're there just revenue generating and, yeah, responding when there's a, you know, murder or something. But overall, they're just mafia. And I'm tired of it. But enough of what I have to say. Mark in Texas, go ahead. Welcome.
Alex, I just wanted to say kudos on filling the void on social networks.
Yes, sir. And the site is moving quickly now. It got bogged down a bit while we tuned something. That's why it's in beta. We want to hear your suggestions. But let me tell you, it's a full-time job now just looking at all the incredible articles, original research, poetry, you name it, being written and posted. There on the site, planetinfowars.com.
Well, I plan on getting very involved in that because I heard that you were going to be doing that some things that were in beta, like audio blogs. You know, they actually, you can, you know, get your point across that way.
Yeah, and people can already go to, like, Blog Talk Radio and do your own blog and things or do your own YouTube. And if you don't want to be on camera, you just... You know, show a computer screen while you talk. And the best thing to do is film over your shoulder. That's what I do at home. Well, I actually just handheld it myself. I need to get a better tripod, but haven't figured out how to set it on a big tripod yet to do it properly and then have it over my shoulder. But the point is, just have 20 or 30 articles you want to talk about. Film over your shoulder while you click. That's a YouTube radio show. And if you've got good information and content, you start doing a show once a week. You'll end up reaching thousands of people conservatively every week. And that's what we need, is millions of voices against tyranny. Go ahead.
I agree with your sentiment on the last caller. He kind of gave me a perfect in. But we have a right to be faced by our accusers, which is one of the problems I'm having right now. See, I'm deep within FEMA Region 6 as well. But I'll quote somebody, Lord Harrington from the 14th century, British satirist, and he wrote a thing called Treason. If treason doth prosper, pray what is the reason? If it does prosper, none dare call it treason. Well, we can flip that on this new world order by just letting people know if you're ready to prosper, none dare call it treason. Because he works through us or not at all. I'm more of a spiritually driven individual on this, you know. You know, this flesh is an empty vessel.
No, I agree with you, and this is all a test, and those that are blind spiritually don't realize that, and they laugh at us. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They look at all these stupid worldly preachers and people and think that's what we're talking about. It's the opposite of that, but everything, due process, being able to face your accuser, it's all been destroyed. All the time, they have known criminal, three-time loser, felons get up on the stand and denounce people with no criminal record. The jury is not told it's a three-time felon, and they professionally, every week, go in and send innocent people to jail. And so let's be clear. I'm not trying to scare people. We have to face this evil. I'm going to Bilderberg. They could easily plant something on us or whatever and have an informant say something. But you know what? I'm in God's hands. Just because this system is run by a bunch of knuckle-dragon criminals doesn't mean I'm going to give into it. I'm going to go challenge it. And I know that people know the truth, and it will be an example if that ever ends up happening, of what we're facing, and will bring to light. That's why they haven't really tried that in a while on us, is because they understand nobody is going to buy it. We do our best to even follow all these unconstitutional laws and things, and we're going to be nonviolent when we are up there. Isn't it normal for media to want to go cover 130 of the richest and most powerful people meeting in secret? They do it publicly at Davos, and there's over 3,000 media on average there. But we're weird and bad and evil to want to cover this, where Obama got knighted to become the main candidate 4 years ago, and where they're undoubtedly going to be sneaking again this year. This is, and we're finally breaking through where the Washington Post and Bilderberg coverage and the Salon and Bilderberg coverage and Politico and Bilderberg coverage, they hate it. They still make fun of us, but they admit there's a meeting of rich and famous elites. And yeah, they do kind of pick some presidents, but you're still bad to not like that. Yeah, and they commit crimes and violate the Logan Act. Anything else, sir?
Mr. Tucker, is it Jim Tucker?
Yes, Jim Tucker.
Yeah, I mean, he said it best. I mean, good works are done in sunshine. But I just wanted to point out that, you know, I'm a convicted felon. And what we need to understand about these background checks ever since Homeland Security came in, it's not that they're being ignored. They're being enforced where they want them enforced and ignored where they want to ignore them. It depends on the type.
No. I've read where states are passing laws now where only the state can hire criminals. In fact, Texas was trying to do that because they're like, we can't hire anybody. Everybody's a felon. And it was the county commissioner about a year ago going, we want to be able to hire felons. We found out a bunch of our people with the new backgrounds are felons. We got to let them go. We want to be able to have our own waiver so they can get their own gang of crooks. I mean, I'll tell you, this government is so stinking.
Else to is selective enforcement.
Well, look, listen, I don't get into all the race stuff, but one time we got pulled over. This is when I was in high school, driving back from the beach. And to be quite honest, we had been drinking some, not a lot, but kind of hair of the dog. And the guy comes over, he smells it, but we're both, me and the guy in the car, driving back, you know, had blonde hair and blue eyes. It was a sheriff's deputy with swastikas on his forearms, and he basically tells us, Heil Hitler, and we can go. And I thought, my gosh, what would it be like to be black and get pulled over by this guy? But side issue, it just really creeped me out to be let off of something, which, you know, because I was white. Anyways, yes, selective enforcement is the essence of tyranny. God bless you, sir. I appreciate your call. Don in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. FEMA Region 5, Gladstone flag out front, raw milk in the fridge. How you doing?
Pretty good. Sounds like you're pretty evil.
I think I am. Hey, there's a town called, and I'm just throwing this at you, but there's a town called Kalamazoo, Michigan, and that's where I'm at. And we'd love to have you. I know my three daughters would be there with me, a lot of friends and coworkers. And I know you're a busy guy, but just that's a funny name. I thought it might stick in your head, and we might see you here sometime.
Well, I would love to travel the entire country. I meant to be able to stop and give a few speeches on my way, but it just didn't work out because I have too much to do. What do you think of the TSA waiving the background checks? But everybody else has got to have their background run to even fly and hire known pedophiles to be the commanders.
Absolutely par for the course. As soon as you said you had that story on InfoWars, I went and emailed it out to everybody I could. And it's just it's just par for the course.
Well, sir, yeah. I mean, I'd heard the stories about him enjoying it. Now I watch when I fly. You can see the good-looking woman, and you know the one guy that's got the job because he likes to put his hands on beautiful women. Then you see the pedo who likes kids, the lesbian that likes women. And, I mean, it's happening. It is happening. I mean, a normal person does not want to put their hands on somebody who doesn't want to be touched. I mean, you know, I mean, that is a big deal. I mean, even with your – I mean, everybody who knows who's got a wife or husband and, you know, has a relationship, it's a big deal with your wife or husband. This is an intimate thing. And people you don't even know, I mean, you know, when I was like 16, every girl I saw, I was after, like Pepe Le Pew. Now that I'm older and everything, I realize this is a big deal. This is about love, and it's a big deal who you jump in the sack with. But I mean, no wonder pilots who've flown for decades and are, you know, fighter pilots will go and vomit and not be able to fly. And people are like, oh, don't be a wimp. It's not wimpy, man. It's traumatizing. To have somebody who knows they've got you in their power rubbing all over you. I mean, Jesse Ventura literally started having rage breakdowns. And his whole life, he could control his anger. He was all into being in control. And he said on air, he figured out why he was blowing up at people. I mean, I'm not going to get into the whole story, but we almost got in a fist fight after we left the airport. Okay? And he apologized the next day, but he figured out it was the TSA. It's the same with me. I get mad about these pedophile stories. And me and Ventura literally almost got in a fight because he was so angry after the TSA were grabbing on him. Okay? I mean, this is what's going on. People can't handle this, man. I mean, these women, it was incredible what they did to Ventura in front of me. And they were...
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Attention all U.S. drivers. Do you own a vehicle with less than 150,000 miles with a manufacturer's warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all? In order to aid the American people with saving thousands on future auto repair costs during these hard economic times, VSC America is now offering an affordable, low-cost coverage plan to the general public. As of today, you could be one of millions of drivers that now may qualify to have your vehicle protected under this coverage. Those who qualify will have all future covered auto repair bills paid directly to the repair shop for them. You pick your plan, you pick your deductible, you even pick the repair shop. Roadside service, towing, and rental coverage is included with all plans. All this at a fraction of what many dealerships are charging.
So call now for your free 5-minute quote and see if you qualify. The number to call is 1-800-493-7561. 800-493-7561. Again, that's 1-800-493-7561.
All right, into bank runs in Europe spreading outside of Greece, and now Google Trends shows one of the top trends, fear of bank runs. It's all-time high for Americans. That's a story in the featured news area. You can also find it in the breaking red link at the top at Infowars.com. That's just some of what's coming up. Big news blitz. But I was just talking to Weldon Henson back there in the back office. He's got a pretty popular country western band called Weldon Henson Band. And they play all over the state, play at rodeos, you name it. And he said, yeah, it's freaking him out. He goes, everywhere he goes now, he sees TSA at rodeos, at concerts. And it says TSA inspector, and they're bossing the cops around. The feds. Out of their jurisdiction, and it's not even a sworn officer, and they're the boss. They shut highways down everywhere. They're all over the place. There's nowhere to run from these people. I guess I should go ahead and load my children up and go to the airport and try to get them through there and make a big issue about it. I guess the answer is fly and stand up against them and speak out and sue them and everything. And these criminal courts, I tell you, this is so pathetic. And they don't even do their background check. And when we had a national opt-out day for a week, they just turned the scanners off so people couldn't resist and say no, so that we couldn't show our power. They know what they're doing. They just keep pressing and pressing and pressing and never giving up. We can never give up. Blue in Tennessee. Then we'll go to Jake and others. Go ahead, Blue.
Hey, Alex. I am doing everything within my power for resistance. And one idea that I would like to give to your listeners is if you take a tea bag that is enclosed, so it's self...
Man, I'm sorry. I can't really understand your phone.
I'm sorry. Can you hear me now, Alex?
Yeah, talk right into your telephone.
Okay. I'm looking for solutions to everyday problems, and one that I have found that works very effectively is take a tea bag that is self-contained, so it has a cover over the tea bag, and you put a sticker on it that simply says, have a cup of freedom on me, and on the back side of the tea bag, it says Infowars.com, and in my area, the radio station that plays you is 1470 AM. I place these underneath the windshield wipers of cars.
Ooh, that's an idea. Hey, whoever's got a tea company and wants to come out with an Alex Jones brand, the answer to 1984 is 1776 tea. We need to come out with our, you know, just repackage another good tea, find a good tea. Whatever. Companies contact us, and we can have Infowars.com have a cup of freedom on it. That is a genius idea, ma'am.
Thank you. And the other thing I wanted to tell you is to reiterate what you said about women. And being that I weigh under 100 pounds, I have been the epitome of reverse discrimination. Women are the most vicious, vile human beings on the face of the earth when they choose to be. Because they will pick you apart if you are not what they choose that on the platform that they think that you should be. I'm sorry, I've given birth to two children. I still weigh under 100 pounds.
I've seen it. Women, most women get dressed up and look pretty, not for men, but to, like, show off with other women. And the things women do to each other, not women are great. It's just that area of competition with women with each other is just really vicious. And I was using that as an example of these cultures where people hate somebody if they're better looking than them or smarter, or those people also hate those that aren't as good looking as them. I mean, it's just very sick. And, you know, they don't want to be around old people, and they don't want kids. They're so selfish. They're missing out on the whole world. And again, they think they're getting to us because we're freaked out by them. That's not what's happening. It gets to us because they're so spiritually blind. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, more calls coming up. And then it's a big news day. I covered some of it in the first hour, some of it this hour. But I am going to be dedicated. I am going to hammer you with hardcore news straight ahead.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.